So some of you might be familiar with a children's kind of Bible song called Trust and Obey. Trust and obey, there's no other way. So short-term missions is that. It's trust and obey. And this year, like any other year of our short-term missions, God proved among the various team members, myself and others, that if you trust him and obey him, he'll be faithful to you. And he'll change your life. He will invade your life and make a difference. So I'm going to tell you a couple of stories about the trip and before the trip, because I only have 40 minutes. So people in various ways feel called or motivated to go on these trips. Some people are really eager, some people are not. So for my buddy Bob here, he kind of fell into the not category. But God invaded him in a dream and basically told him to go, right? And Bob and I work together. We sit about 40, 30 feet apart. And there was a couple of times in the weeks leading up to the trip, I had to sort of talk him back up onto the ledge. But he went. And it was amazing that Bob really came into his own in working in the pharmacy. But more than that, you don't really go just to do the physical parts of the trip. You go to be an agent of God's mercy and grace and love. And so one of the first evenings during the team meeting, one of our Hondurans, Ronnie, came into the meeting. He was really upset. He clearly had been crying. He hadn't been able to get in touch with his brother for most of the day. And in Honduras, terrible things happen. People get kidnapped, people get robbed, and so forth. And Ronnie himself had been abducted a couple of times, so he was just absolutely distraught. So Bob, the guy who never does these things, jumps up and says, all right, let's gather around Ronnie, lay hands on him, and pray. And Bob leads this prayer. But more than that, after we do that, Bob takes Ronnie over to the men's dorm building and just ministers to him one-on-one for more than an hour and really kind of carried Ronnie through that crisis. It ended up his brother was fine, but it was that sort of spiritual invasion that takes, you see someone and you're like, I've never seen that happen through that person before. It's just one of those common things. You trust God, you obey, and he does amazing things. For myself, in the lead up to the trip, I felt compelled, I felt this thing to take my faith more publicly. So I decided to do something really crazy. I decided to see how much money I could raise for my trip by panhandling. So you may have seen the guy holding this sign up on the Warner Parkway, right? So I raised over $650. I averaged over $50 an hour. And I only got spit at once. But more than the money, I really came to love the little conversations. People, why are you here? Why are you doing this? I'm just trusting God to pay my way to Honduras, right? Those little tiny moments to speak, right? That I'm trusting and obeying. And on the trip, on the first day of the clinic, I did patient intake. And then after the first day, I decided that the second day, I would take extra time with people and ask them for a prayer request, right, and make a list of their names so I could pray over it. So most people, it was just pray for my health or whatever. So there was this one older guy, Pascual. He had finished telling me why he was coming to the clinic, which was all very ordinary stuff. I don't even remember what it was. It was, I don't know, a head cold, a backache, or whatever. And then he asked me to pray for his heart. What do you mean? Well, I have a squeezing pain in my chest when I walk uphill and when I work. Okay, so the reason you came to the clinic won't kill you, but that will, right? So in other words, I obeyed what God put in my heart, and we were able to intervene in this guy's life because I went in a spiritual direction, but we physically could save his life through the cardiac consult. And we had people come that had no idea how sick they were. people with blood pressure that was so high, you think, this person's head's going to explode. We had a woman come, a diabetic, who minimized, I mean, read the minimum reading on the glucometer, but we still have no idea why she was conscious, right? I mean, it's just, you go and you think, oh, what can I do? I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm whatever, but if you step out, you trust and you obey, and you go on one of these things, God will use you. There will be no doubt in your mind that God is using you, and that alone is worth the trip. If the pineapple go, this is like, which is like candy from heaven, isn't enough, right? Go for the way the Spirit of God will invade your life and change your life. Amen. Thanks.